be able to hear or at least watch people who are on right now. So, is Sylvia on board?
I am. Hi, Ron, and hello, everyone. It's great to be here tonight. It's a beautiful, beautiful summer evening here, and I'm sitting here with a great big bouquet of roses that came out of my garden, and I'm telling you that because Ron asked us or told us that we could bring our gardens up to the Creation Lightship on the show the other day, and so I took mine when we went, and my rose bushes just loved it and produced a record amount of roses, and they're beautiful and they smell wonderful, and they're sitting here, right, big bouquet of them right here, so that's just really fun. So that's great for all of you who can take your pets or your gardens up with you when you go too, so enjoy that. Tonight, we're going to talk about what it truly means to be in the now and be the creative being that we're meant to be versus being burdened and crippled by the baggage, trauma, drama of the past. So a lot of people have talked about that, about being in the now, about being present in every moment in our lives, about getting unstuck from the past and so on. But I think Ron really tells it like it is about how the divine works in the now and about the fact that the divine doesn't judge you and sees you as perfect, where we tend to look at ourselves with a great deal of judgment. And because of our judgment and the judgment of our ancestors that's actually programmed into us genetically and because of our emotional baggage, we tend to have a very difficult time being or staying fully in the now. So we're going to talk tonight about many of the ways that that affects us and about what we can do about it, how we can get rid of that and get out of that trap, and what kind of existence we have to look forward to when we become fully present in our lives and are finally able to really be in the now. So I guess we'll bring up a couple of examples now, and then we'll talk about that throughout the hour. And, of course, Ron will be bringing you the wonderful healings with the light being and the Creation Lightship throughout the hour. So I guess one of the things that Ron has talked about that's definitely been become real to me is when he talks about when you get together with people, you sit down for a meal or something, and usually the first thing you hear or after you get through with the basic introductions and so on is people start to talk about the past. I mean, the majority of people spend their time either thinking or talking about things that have happened to them or their reactions and feelings about what's happened to them. And usually the conversation will turn to those kinds of things. And think about what it would be like if all that energy that we devote to thinking about and dealing with and rehashing the past issues could all kind of come to the present, and you had all that energy and drive and life force to just devote to the, whatever it is that you are into creating in the now. And you see that same kind of problem, I think, in the area of relationships with recycling issues. Like you can sometimes see the same scenario with different players, or you know, kind of like same play, different actors type of a thing. And almost everyone has had times in their lives when they looked at what was going on in their lives and they realized that, oh no, this is the same situation that I've already been through over and over again. It's just kind of a new set of players. You know, even if you've moved to a new location, gotten a new job, gotten a new partner, what have you, you're still kind of playing out the same scenario based on your past issues. So if you could get rid of that and just move forward and go on and not have that hanging over your head anymore, obviously that would make a wonderful difference in your life. So, Ron, can you talk a little bit about how it is that we can kind of get rid of that stuff, what things maybe the Lightship does with people that helps them to come fully into the now, and maybe we can do some kind of sample healings that relate to that.
Okay, so for myself, my mind is always dead quiet. So I don't know how many of you out there have a quiet mind, but mine's completely silent. So if you don't have that, then what we're going to do is have the light ship help you right now to see if we can quiet your mind here. So we're working in the now naturally, so I'm just asking what they can do to help us. So I have no preconceived ideas here during this show. So here we go. They're going to help you to quiet your mind completely. And you notice that when this happens, that you're going to be able to be in the moment, and you won't be recycling your old thoughts to take you out of the moment to put you back into the past. So here we go. So they're going to be doing some work with us here. They want me to do a chakra clearing for this here. So I'll just turn my paperwork over here, and here we go. So this is quieting your mind, your thoughts. So here we go. Sixth chakra cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. And they wanted me to do it five times. So here we go. Sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. Again, sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. And again, sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. And again, sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. And one more time, we'll do it. Sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. Okay, Sylvia, how are you doing with this?
Oh, that feels great. You know, I think that you may be one of the few people that has a quiet mind. Not that many people can, other than for maybe a short period at a time, get into a state where there's, they don't have that mind chatter going on. And when you get out of the mind chatter and you can just be, it really feels wonderful.
Okay, so we'll do one other healing here. And like I said, I'm in the moment. So what we're going to do is put you back into the proper time sequence. Some people, their minds go into the future, and most people go into the past. And what it is that you're not in sync with universal time. So sometimes people are way out. So what we're going to do now is I'm being shown to go back in time, so we're going to go 6 months back, and this may affect you and it may not. But as you as we come down and work closer to the present moment here, you're going to feel your energy shift. So this is for the people who are 6 months behind, and this happens to a lot of people. So here we go. We'll just bring you into the fifth month. So here we go. So I'll just count from backwards here. So 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. There, now you're at 5 months, and here we go. Just kind of see how your mind feels. Going in from 5 months to 4 months. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Okay, now we're going from 4 to 3. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. And now we're going from 3 to 2 months. There's a lot more energy right now that I'm feeling here. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. And now we're going from 2 to 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. And now we're going to do weeks. So here we go. This is 4 weeks to 3 weeks. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. 3 to 2 weeks. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. 2 to 1 week, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. And now we're going to just do the days here for the people who are just a few days off. So from 7th to the 6th day, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. 6 to the 5th, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. 5 to the 4th, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. 4 to the 3rd, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. And 3 days to the second, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. A lot of energy is building right now. And second to the first, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. And now we're going to put you in time here. So here we go, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. So you should feel like your right completely centered, and the time right now should not be ahead of you or behind you. And now we're going to bring back, what I'm being told is to bring back the people who are in the future. So the ones that are in the past, this probably will not affect you whatsoever because you're right now in time. So we're going to go, again, people who are in the future, they're saying they go 2 months. So 2 months to 1 month, 10-9-8-7-6-5-4-3-2-1. And now we're going into weeks. So a fourth week to the third week, 10-9-8-7-6-5-4-3-2-1. 3 to the 2nd, 10-9-8-7-6-5-4-3-2-1. 2nd to the 1st, 10-9-8-7-6-5-4-3-2-1. And now we're going to bring you back right now into the moment here. So here we go. 4th week to the 3rd week, 10-9-8-7-6-5-4-3-2-1. And 3rd to the 2nd, 10-9-8-7-6-5-4-3-2-1. 2 to the 1st. Week 10-9-8-7-6-5-4-3-2-1, and now we're going to bring you into the present moment. So here we go. 10-9-8-7-6-5-4-3-2-1. Great. So all of you right now are going to be in the present moment, and you should feel different in your body because now you're right on universal time. So how do you feel, Sylvia? And I'll just check the fast chat if anybody would like to come on and give a mention on how they feel.
Well, that's really, I'm actually really surprised at how strong and how powerful that was. It's just amazing. As you were doing it, it was like the energy kept building, and it made me realize just how deluded we become, like just weakened, or, how our own power as a being gets spread out over when we're out of time, when we're either stuck in the past or we're racing off to the future. And it's really a beautiful feeling to have it all come right to the present moment. So I'm hoping that our listeners really felt that as well. I'd love to hear from you if you did as to how you felt that.
Okay, so we'll just kind of talk about how you basically get out of time. And I think just put in your thoughts out that, maybe you wish something would happen to you in the future can bring you out of time. Because then at that point, you're out there kind of searching into the future for something that you're hoping to manifest, okay? And then naturally, most people, I think, are stuck behind time in the past because that's where they live. They're living in the past. I kind of jokingly say they're digging in yesterday's garbage for today's meal. And at that point, you're living the past and all the aches and pains about it. And some people, have the notion, like the scenario of no pain, no gain. And that doesn't have to be experienced. You just want to move on. Remember, each experience that you have is an experience, and that's all that it's for. And like we mentioned earlier, the light ship only works in the now, and so it sees you in perfection each time it looks at you, moment by moment by moment. And it's up to you to change your particular state of perfection to the next stage that you want to experience. And so typically one way of stating that is, let's say that you have a shoulder that hurts. Well, the light ship sees you as being perfect, because that's what you have created. How it got created makes no difference, okay? Whether it took, 10 minutes, maybe you banged your shoulder into a doorway or something, or maybe it took your whole life. It still makes no difference. At that point in time, right now, you're experiencing shoulder pain. How you got it, they really don't care, because this is what you experienced and are choosing to experience in that moment. So your experience now is you don't want to have the shoulder pain. So at that point, you get your energy up, you get into the moment, into the now, and you connect with your spirit inside of your heart center, and you work with your spirit, and hopefully you release the emotional energy that caused the pain to begin with originally. And then your spirit will put its energy into you to heal yourself. And then at that point, maybe you have your shoulder healed. Well, the light ship just sees you, you know, each moment. And once your shoulder is healed, then at that point, you're still in perfection. And they're not going to judge you whether that's a good or a bad experience of having your shoulder hurting or not hurting. It's just an experience that you consciously, on some level of your consciousness, and it could be from your genetic past, it's still consciousness, created that scenario. So that's kind of how the light ship sees you. So it always sees you as perfect. And, you know, they don't get into judgment because how can they judge you? Because you're a part of them. And you're here as an extension of the light ship, in a sense, of a light being, to have an experience. This is why you're created, to go out and experience the universe and to look upon the universe as a creative being. And this is what you're actually looking at, creations of other people, other beings of the creation, just like you're doing right now, looking at the monitor on your screen. You're actually seeing somebody's creation of the divine that's manifested. And your spiritual information that you're, you know, hoping to have only works in the now. This is why you want to get rid of the entities that are, you know, bothering you, and why you want to go to your heart so you can get really plugged into your own guidance. And your guidance will give you all that creativity that you're looking for outside of yourself. So everything is an internal movement to use your internal guidance system, your IGS. You don't want to use your external, your EGS, because at that point, you know, you're having other people's thoughts control your reality. And then sometimes those thoughts, if you take on that belief system, then it can sidestep you from what you really want to do in your life.
So do we have a caller on the line?
That I do is so good.
Uh-huh.
Yes.
Hi, who's there?
This is Susan.
Hi, Elizabeth.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm fine.
And where are you calling from?
Georgia.
Georgia, okay.
Yeah, it's after midnight.
Yeah, you're a little bit late, yeah.
Yeah. Well, you wanted someone to call in to tell what how we experienced the bringing back into the now.
Yes, how did you experience that?
Well, actually, the way I felt it and saw it was, it was almost like an energy rod going right through the middle of me that seemed to, there was energy that was extended out in front of me and behind, and when it was brought in, it was as if everything came into alignment straight up and down inside me. It was like this, it became more solid. It was almost like a rod, an energy rod.
Yes. So one way to kind of look at that maybe would be like your spirit was out in other time frames, not being with you.
Mm-hmm.
And when it got brought back into you, now you have your full power of who you are.
Yeah, and it feels like it goes straight down the center, and it feels perfectly balanced.
Well, that's very wonderful. I'm very happy that you called.
Okay.
And share this with us.
Okay, well, I just wanted to let you know that was my experience.
Thank you so much, Elizabeth. That's wonderful to hear. So happy.
Okay.
Okay, thank you so much for calling.
All right, bye-bye.
Thank you.
Bye.
Yeah, we have other comments on the fast chat from people that had some very strong good feelings during that. And a question from Carrie, who says that they've had a mental clearing from you, but this feels very different. This feels more like the innocence of my younger years, like the ages of 2 to 7 years old. I would think that that's because it seems like kids are so much more in the now, usually. They're just doing what they're doing. They're not so stuck in the past or thinking about what's going to happen in the future. You know, they're just being there and doing what they love to do usually. So would you agree with that, Ron, or do you have some special insight into that?
It's as if when you're younger, remember, you don't judge yourself. and the other people around you are judging you. So typically you're just being yourself until, you know, the restraints, you know, get put upon you through your mentors, your school teachers, et cetera. But normally, you know, a younger child is always in the now because they're experiencing life. And they're not judging what they're doing, you know. I guess the judgments come into play as you, you know, start to hurt yourself, and then you're told, you know, to stop and go and yes and no, you know. And at that point, you know, you do have judgments. But until that point, as long as you don't get yourself hurt, you're probably really free in the moment to express everything of your being.
I believe we might have another caller on the line. Is anyone there?
Yes, I'm here. This is Nancy.
Hi, Nancy.
Hi.
Hey, Nancy.
Hi.
Welcome.
Thank you. I have never tuned into your show before, so this was really fun to have some sort of an activation or, you know, healing taking place right away. I just wanted to let you know that for me, as we move from the past to the present, it just felt like energy was rising slowly up into my head. My head was becoming very, very clear and almost illuminated. It's sort of this feeling of illumination just inside my head. That's the only part of the body. And when we reached the, about 2 months back, I guess it was, I started to notice a clicking noise in my ears that was like pressure changes rapidly. You know, click, 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 click. And that continued until just a few minutes ago.
Oh, that's very interesting. That's great. So, you know, what I'm hearing you say then is that you've actually connected to your spirit more fully, and that brought the energy into you. That's
how
I'm perceiving what you're saying.
Yeah,
that's
I guess
great. You're connected to, you know, your divinity,
yeah,
your own spirit, and that's why you have a surge of energy and why, you know, you feel like you're, you know, more illuminated.
Uh-huh. Any idea what the pressure change in my head and my ears is caused by?
I'm looking at that right now for you. Let's see.
Great.
Here. It had to do with one of your energetic bodies not being in sync, and that got put in sync with you.
Oh, okay.
So remember, like I tell people, your spirit is what heals you. And so by commanding, which is what we actually did, and Dulcie asked if we could do it ourselves, okay? So, yeah, what I did, in a sense, or what I did do is I commanded the energy, which is your spirit, to come into this moment, okay, in time.
Mm-hmm.
And so your spirit could have been, you know, maybe 3 months, we'll say, you know, back in time for maybe 50 years. You know, you never know.
Right.
So by commanding it now into time, it probably won't go back there unless you go back to yourself, okay, and you want to dig up something from the past. Because basically your spirit is made to be in the now. This is how it only works. And when you send it out elsewhere looking for things in your consciousness, then your energy gets diluted. This is why I tell people that you want to be, you know, in your body. I always run, when I'm on these shows, I'm running typically 92 to 95% in my body of energy in the moment.
Uh-huh.
And this is how I'm able to command these energies and work with all of you. And, you know, I know it's going to work. I don't have any doubts whatsoever. And the light ship, you know, I know is going to do these healings. And so it's I'm past the stage of doubting this aspect of the divine not working with me and through me. So this is where I am in my own growth. And, you know, you have to step out on the skinny branches, in a sense. And I've been off the tree for so long now that, you know, I just know this stuff works. And this is why I have perfect faith in it.
Wow, that's so wonderful.
That, you know, you have to really know inside of your whole being that your spirit is that powerful to do miracles. Okay, and this is where I am in my growth.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's where I'm headed. That's exactly what I'm working on right now. And so, can I just have you clarify? So, my consciousness, my spirit, will not sort of sneak back into the past if that is where I have been habitually, even, is what you're saying. It will stay
yes,
now in the
you're
present.
Actually moved forward now in time. It's, you know, if it's taken you, say, 50 years or whatever to go back that far for looking for things, now you're in the moment. And, you know, unless you go back there, you know, you're not going to stay there at all because you're in the moment right now.
So if I needed to go back there to, you know, bring something back up, is there what technique would you recommend to make sure that when I'm done doing that, that I bring my spirit forward again into the moment? Or will it do
yeah,
that?
There's a little echoey there, but hope I'm coming through okay.
I'm sorry?
Command your spirit to bring all of its fragments, all of its parts, back into this current time frame.
Okay.
And the current time frame is what you're living in. This is the perception that you're seeing right now out of your eyes.
Mm-hmm.
So this is your own particular time frame, okay?
Okay.
People talk about maybe parallel lives, et cetera. And, you know, you want to be in this time frame here. This is what you want to do.
Yes. All right. Well, thank you so much. That was so interesting, and I appreciate your help. Bye-bye.
Okay. So I hope that helps you.
It does.
Thank you so much for calling, Nancy. It was wonderful having you with us, and welcome to the show.
A little bit of echoey, too, Sylvia. So I
what's that, Ron?
We have a connection problem here or something.
Yeah, I think so.
Okay, how does my voice sound on your computer, Sylvia? Do I have a delay on it, an echo?
Your voice is sounding fine to me when I play it back on
okay.
the media player, so I think you're fine.
You have a little echo on yours, so maybe if Don's listening, maybe he can give you a call back or something. So we can
okay.
get rid of the echo. So I'll just kind of, or maybe you can give Don a call or something.
Okay.
So I'll just kind of check the fast chat here momentarily here. So let's see. Have here. But entities don't like this here. With the light ship might create a healing. Go back to the century. Yeah, the light ship does do a century clearing, which goes back to your incarnation here at this lifetime. If you're curious about that, I do that for people. I also do a clearing that goes back to your initial first incarnation off the light ship. Remember, you were created to go out and experiences throughout the universe. This is why you were created. And sometimes your spirit gets wounded in this process, and it can lose part of itself, you know, throughout its time of existence. So this healing that I do takes you back and brings you together again, and we do spirit healings on you. And that's a two-part session. For that, I charge $300 for it. It's quite intense, and it's I do it in two sessions of probably about 1 hour apiece for each one of those. Sometimes I actually do 3 hours, but it brings you back into wholeness completely. Let's see what else we may have on fast chat here. Okay, I heard something come on there. Is that you, Sylvia? Or do we
no,
have a caller?
Hello?
Yes, hello.
Hi, my name is Jennifer.
Hi, Jennifer, and what state are you calling from?
I'm calling from Colorado.
Okay.
And the reason I'm calling is because I've had this health problem for a couple of years, and I've been trying to heal it naturally, and it hasn't worked, and this problem requires a surgery that I really don't want to get and I don't believe in. But I'm starting to get to the point where I almost feel like I need to go have this surgery. And I guess I'm calling to see if maybe you could help heal me.
Well, I can't guarantee any healings. What I will tell you is that if you do have a problem that's manifested, I'd strongly recommend having emotional healing because that's typically why we have a problem with our physical body. Okay, so that's the first thing. And then from there, what I'd recommend is, get on my frequent flyer that I have, and you're doing three healings a week. It's 2.5 hours, three nights a week, and the cost for that is $200 a month. And that's what I would strongly recommend. I can do a one-on-one session, which is $150 for an hour. We concentrate strictly on your problem that you're dealing with. But the first thing is, to have the emotional clearing done. Because this clears your spirit of the imperfections that it's carrying with your illness. Remember, your spirit mimics you. So if you have some type of physical problem, it has it also. And you also want to clear your emotional energies, which caused the problem to begin with. So that's what I strongly recommend. And when you go to the light ship, remember the light beings do not work with your emotional energies, because that's strictly an earth-based energy. You may be healed perfectly fine on the light ship, but as you come back here, the densities are kind of wrapped around you and entangled around you, which is, your baggage, basically, and the reasons why the illness started. And in New Age metaphysics, they normally talk about that your thoughts control your reality. So they would typically tell you, well, what were you thinking to cause this illness? Well, I don't believe in that whatsoever, because your thoughts really do not control your reality. It's your genetic makeup of your ancestors. Now, their thoughts can't control your reality in this lifetime. So you're dealing with a lot of past issues that they didn't heal. And your body in this time, when it was manifested, is now working through these genetic imperfections. And that can manifest in this lifetime. So as far as healing, I can't guarantee anything. But what I can tell you is that, if you do have a physical problem, definitely have your emotional years done. And the price is $5 times your age. And it takes about an hour to do. It takes about a minute or so a year to do a person. At that point, you're cleared of this emotional trauma that's held into your body and your spirit and your emotions.
Well, that makes a lot of sense. Is it possible that maybe I have a direct connection with one of these light ships where I can go and be healed directly?
No. Unfortunately, the frequency is so high that, I can take you up there on the different calls that I do, but you can't go there yourself. It's the same process when Jesus walked the earth, too. He was the only one that was going to the light ship.
Oh.
Okay, it's the exact same scenario that we're repeating, in this 2,000-year cycle.
Well, that's pretty neat. God bless you.
So that's kind of the way it works. When you go to the light ship, you make a new caller. After you come back, it doesn't matter how long you're up there, whether you do, maybe a five-minute light ship healing that we do on each one of these shows normally, or it could be an hour session. You have a cocoon energy with you that will be with you for 5 days for additional healing. And so naturally, the longer sessions on the light ship, they can do a lot more work with you. You are out of time, and so they can expand time out, but they do a lot more work in the longer periods. And what I charge for an hour healing, like on Mondays and Fridays, are $20 per show, and it's on a conference call line. So you have an hour healing for $20, and that's very, very affordable for almost anybody.
Okay, well, thank you for all of your information.
Okay, so I guess thank you for calling.
Thank you.
You're very welcome. So are you on the call, Sylvia? Okay, I'll just read the fast chat here and see what else we have here. Tammy says, my voice sounds good. Let's see. Emotion seems to be the root cause of all problems. Yeah, that's right, Kyle. So emotions are inner body here to have the earth spirit experience what life is like on the surface. And this is why we have an emotional body. Initially, the emotions were not the way they are now. The emotional body was used to sample more love. So we have love, then we have more love, and more love, and more love. And from that time, whenever that used to be, to where we are right now, our emotional body is like a self-defense mechanism. What's going to happen to us next, you know? And then you have your body respond to possibly a negative situation. And then you get traumatized sometimes. So I'm going to do a healing with everyone right now. I'm going to do a sensory body. The sensory body is for people who get sensory overloaded and or overstimulated. So here we go. Again, this is an instantaneous healing. So we're going to go to your chakras here. This is only like 1% of the healings, but this is how they use to indicate to us what they're doing. So here we go. From this point in time, going back to your last birthday, going into the past. So sixth chakra cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. And next to your back, sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. Next to your back, sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. And next to your back, sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. And I'll go one more back for everybody. Sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. Okay, so that's your sensory body clearing. And again, just kind of look at the past a little bit here. Go back a couple of years and also look upon your emotional trauma. Just see how you feel about your situations in your life that you've dealt with. A lot of the emotions that's really resurfacing are typically negative emotions of fear and anger. You know, we have all types of scenarios that people go through here. You know, you have car accidents and maybe bankruptcies, divorces, betrayals, you know, losing money, you know, you can go from A to Z probably. Everybody probably can relate to at least one of those that I just mentioned here. So anyway, just to look upon that scenario now and just kind of see how you feel. And you should feel like this energy is removed from you. You're going to be able to see an event that you've experienced, but you won't have the sting to it. And these healings are instantaneous. And they're you know, a permanent healing because the charges go down to zero. Very few people typically even want to look at that scene again once they have it released to regurgitate it and to try to bring back all that emotional charge on it. So that's normally it's a 100% healing. I think I've had one or two people who brought something back, but that's very, very unusual. So once you have the clearing done, you're cleared. It's a one-time clearing. Okay. So, Sylvia, are you there?
Yes, I'm back here now.
Your voice sounds wonderful on my end here.
Okay, good. Yeah, the line seems to be better now. Unfortunately, they had to put me in on the line that people used to call in. So
okay.
The line, we won't be able to take any more live calls for the rest of this show. But then we do have the fast chat, so if you haven't used that before, you just go to the top of the page when you click on Creation Lightship from the BBS schedule page, and you'll see a box with the phone numbers, and at the bottom of the phone numbers it says BBS fast chat, so you can click on that, and then that'll give you a window where you can write in your questions. So I'd like to go back to something that you said earlier, which was very, very interesting. When you were doing the procedure to bring us into the present, at first you brought us from the past forward, and then you went into the future for people that are in the future to bring them back into the now. And one thing that you said is that sometimes the way you can get into the future like that is if you're trying maybe to manifest something. And so you're putting yourself into the future, thinking about something that you'd like to have happen in the future. So, is there a way to just be in the now and be manifesting what it is that you want to create without putting yourself in the future?
Yeah, that kind of is an interesting subject here. So most people, you see, you have thought energy, okay? The light ship works with heart energy. So this, you may understand as I try to describe this here. Almost, I'd say, and I said this before, so I'm stepping on some eggshells here, but I'd say 98% of the healers out there, and maybe people in general, work with thought energy, and they don't work with heart energy, okay? Now, the difference is your heart energy is in the now, and the light ship that created you is in the now. Now, your thought energy can be anywhere. Like we just proved, it could be in the future or the past. Now, the power comes when you use your thought energy with your heart in the now. So what happens is, like, let's say that you're out there searching for things. Maybe you want to purchase a new pair of shoes, okay? And so you take your thought energy and you project it out, and you start looking around. Maybe the universe, we'll just use that terminology, or maybe a parking place. Let's use that scenario, okay? So you put your thought energy out that you want to find this ideal parking place for you. Well, at that point in time, your thoughts are outside of yourself, looking in the future, mind you, because you're not in the now. And then it does find the location. And now how do you find it? Well, I would imagine that all of a sudden your future thoughts bring you to that location. And then at that point when you find it, then you're in the now. But what happened to your power when you're out looking for it, okay? So you want to attempt to be in the now all the time. And so that's the way you can kind of see where you are, and maybe this might help you to understand the difference. So the heart energy only works in the now. It doesn't work in the past or the future. There's no such thing as, we'll say, hypothetically past lives or future lives. Everything's in the now, which is what you're dealing with. Remember, even though your ancestors gave you the body that you have with all these problems with it, we'll just use that terminology because we all have things that we're going through, okay, to get cleared up. It's still in the now as you manifest an illness, and that's the now that you're working with. Well, it takes your heart energy along with your spirit and your thought to change it. So when you align your spirit and your thought in the now, that's when healings occur, okay? And that's, like in the Bible, they talk about, you know, your faith healed you. Well, there's a couple of ways of looking at that. Number one, you could have put your faith in a healer, which is fine, you know, or maybe a crystal. So what happened is you focused all your intent into something that's going to help you. And that's perfectly fine. Nothing's wrong with doing that whatsoever. And the result that you received was because your spirit and your thought, along with that faith in something, provided that healing for you. Or you could say, I put my faith in myself, in my spirit to heal me also. So either way, you know, works perfectly fine. But the main thing is to get into the moment. And that's where all your power is. So that may clarify some people there. Because naturally, like if you go to the doctor and they say, you have this illness and we have this pill you can take to heal you. Well, you're putting your faith into the doctor, number one. And number two, you're putting your faith into this pill, which could be anything. It could be, you know, a placebo, or it could be an actual, some type of medicine that is actually going to help you. But regardless, you know, you're turning your will over to this something or other, which is where your faith is directed to heal you. And so that will actually work that way. So that may be a little better understanding. But when you can do it yourself and then, you know, go within and put all your energy into yourself, then you can produce your own miracles and be a self-healing entity, or, you know, be in the moment with all of your spiritual divine energy working with you.
Well, that's definitely where we want to be. And this has been just a wonderful show so far. As usual, the hour is just rapidly coming toward a close. We have about 10 minutes left. So, Ron, would you like to do a ship healing tonight?
Yeah, so what we'll do first is we'll charge up this divine light beam. So just kind of scroll down on your scroll bar, and hopefully she's already there in front of you. And it's below the blinking flower there that's blinking. So just put her up on your monitor screen. And we're going to put her energy into this photograph here. And for the new people on, you're going to just see this light beam, and she'll slowly, within the next probably 1 minute, have more energy. You're going to see, maybe if you're able to sense changes in frequencies and energies, you're going to see the light beam change, and she'll become more three-dimensional. You will see the color vibrations around her forehead change a little bit. These are all subtle changes. And for some people, it knocks their socks off because the energy is so strong. So everyone perceives energy differently. And right now, for me, her eyes are getting very intense, and she's becoming more three-dimensional. And so this light beam is on the creation light shift, and she's choosing to come into this photograph to be with you personally, okay? And she'll bring her energy into your room. And like I said, the light ship only works in the now, and they only work with heart energy. And so she's going to connect to your heart center with your spirit, and then she'll run the energy into your body for healing. So you can request healings now with her if you like. And she will be activated for a half an hour after the show, and then she will leave. And this healing here will work on the archives. I have people asking, do these healings work on the archives? Yes, all the healings that we do down here will work on the archives. When we go to the creation light ship, normally at the end of the show, those will not work. They have to be connected with you personally in real time here. So she's here right now with everybody, and we're getting ready now to go to the light ship. So for the new people, you're going to be taken up out of time. You're going to be bilocated. And you're going to still be here. Remember your vibration. You're being turned off and on and off and on continuously. And so right now, we're going to be going to the light ship. So if you have any animals or pets you'd like to bring along, you can just think of them in your consciousness. You cannot bring people. They have to be here connected with me to go up. And if you have any flowers or a garden right now that you want to bring up, you can do so. And we're now going to the light ship, and we're having a body scan being done to us here to see what type of light being we are. And remember, on the light ship, you're still considered a light being because you're there and they created you. When you leave the light ship at that point, then you're a spirit out to experience life. And so you very seldom ever go to the light ship, just in the times of this 2,000-year cycle shift here for healing. And so right now you're going into the orientation room where the beautiful doctor teams, normally there are three male doctors of different types of light being life forms. There's tall ones, there's short ones, there's whales, there's crystals, etc. There's anything you can think of for healing modalities, plus many, many more that are there. So right now you're conferencing with them, and now we're going into the beautiful healing rooms. We're going to go into the beautiful amethyst room first. This is like a large amethyst crystal geode. It's about 15 feet in diameter. And we're in there now. We're levitating. So I'm going to bring in this beautiful energy down here for us to experience. And I'll just put some music on here so we can have this healing take place here for us. So just sit back and relax. And just inside of your head, just start to request your healing that you'd like to have. Okay, we're going on to another location now. And this location is the large swimming pool with the liquid light energy water. It's very, very beautiful. And coming to us now are the Light Being Whale Doctors. And again, you want to request your healings, as they will do what they can do to help you in this short amount of time here. So remember, you're out of time too, so just request your healings. And if you wish to put your hand out in front of you, you may actually feel the skin of the whale as you're doing this up on the light ship now. This is a real experience for you on the light ship, and you may be able to physically see there. I have a lot of people who can do this, and so everybody has their own experience during these healings. So, again, just request your healing, and we'll see you back again in about a minute. This room is really going to help us to release physical body pain. And we need to get off in about 2 minutes here, so we're having that experience right now. And I'll just do some talking here as we're up in these rooms here. Yes, Kyle asked if illness is caused by not being in the now. I would say definitely yes. Uh-huh. And your heart is, like you said, always in the now. That's correct. So this is the main thing that you want to get is into the now, to release your past, because the past just gives you burdens and you don't have all your spiritual energy with you during this process. So we're now coming back here, and we just gave thanks to our doctor teams and our animals and pets and flowers and garden is coming with us now. And we're back now through this beautiful white light tunnel, and around you is this beautiful cocoon of conscious healing energy that you can use and talk with. That's in your auric field, if you want to use that terminology, for the next 5 days. So request your healings. And so, like I said, I do sessions, 1 hour healing sessions, Monday and Fridays for $20. I do many other clearings down here for people. And it's kind of up to you, you know, where you are, how much do you love your body. The ascension time is coming. This is what Jesus came to do 2,000 years ago. And this is why he ascended, because this is what his teachings were all about. So it's up to you, how much do you love yourself, love your body, to have it ascend. So, and it takes work to get rid of this baggage that we have so you can be integrated more with your spirit. So anyway, I'll just say blessings to all of you, and I'll be signing off here. You have anything to say, Sylvia?
I just want to thank everyone for being with us tonight. It was such a wonderful evening of healing. Thank you, Ron, and thank you to the light beings and the Creation Light Ship. And it's been wonderful feeling this presence of being in the now with all of you. And I think this is a great topic that we'll have to continue. I know there's questions that we couldn't get to tonight, so we'll get to them next time. Be with us on Monday, 4 o'clock Pacific time, for our next show. So until then, blessings and love to all of you, and thank you again for being with us. Good night.
Good night, and you can connect with me if you like on an email just beneath the Light Being's face there. Just scroll down, and it's healing@creationlightship.com. So blessings to all of you, and good night, and hold the sacred space and be in the now.